I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
The first time you became a major league pitcher to the second time you're going to be taking the major league mound, what are some of the things that you learned along the way?
A lot. I think there's like the biggest thing that I'm kind of working through right now is like just treating every hitter like it's a right-handed or left-handed hitter, you know, just trying to attack them the same way that I'm going to attack anybody, and trying to learn about scouting, trying to learn about, you know, what are guys looking for, you know, on the iPads in here, just like kind of any little nuggets that I can get is kind of what I'm trying to learn. So really just kind of anything.
That was a conversation between Rob Bradford and Peyton Tolley. Little sampling of the two-minute grill. You can hear the rest of that during the Mass Mutual pregame show tonight. Red Sox in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. And joining us on the phone lines now from Arizona is Rob Bradford. Bradfo is presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. How are we doing today, Mr. Bradford?
You know, I climbed to the top of a mountain, Camelback Mountain, today, just so I could scream McFarland all over the Paradise Valley area, and it carried all the way over to Chase Field. So it's been a great morning, it's been a great day, and it's being punctuated with by talking to you guys, so thank you.
So a week ago, we talked to you at Fenway Park. It was Peyton Tolley night, and we were talking about the moment won't be too big for him. I think it's safe to say that the moment was not too big for him. They didn't win the game, but he went out there and more than did his job. And he brought a new youthful vibe to the mound that we haven't seen before. What did you think of that debut at Fenway?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I look back at when we were talking, and I think that you remember the game, but I'll remember just hanging with you guys talking about it, about how this was maybe going to play out.
Yep.
And what a big game it was and what a big moment it was. And, you know, I think that after we went through it, one of the things that struck me was you have Paul Skeens on the mound, and you're paying attention to Peyton Tolley happening. You're not paying attention to Paul Skeens happening, which has never probably happened in Paul Skeens' existence. So I think that was an interesting dynamic. And in terms of the pitching, I mean, I don't think it was complicated. I think I told you guys, I said, if I was him, I'd say, all right, strike one fastball. And you know what? I'm wrong about a lot of things, but that seemed to be the correct scouting report, and it seemed to work for him.
Bradfo, I was excited when Alex Cora, my excitement was dulled a little bit by hearing the first thing out of his mouth be that Roman Anthony was going to be on the IL for potentially 4 to 6 weeks while he recovers from the oblique injury. But later on in our Wednesday interview with the manager, I was excited to hear that he has no fear about being aggressive with the bullpen, because I was disappointed Weissert came in because he gives up way too many inherited runners when he comes in the sixth, seventh innings usually. And that maybe Tolley could be in that spot like the fifth, sixth, seventh when you need somebody else prior to Whitlock or Slayton or Chapman. Can you see him settling into that role potentially in that David Price thing after these next couple starts?
After the season, after the regular season, because – you know, and I think in a perfect world, you would do it before, and maybe they will. But this is like Peyton Tolley as a starter isn't a luxury item. It's a necessity. You don't have anybody else who can be that number four starter, and you're still trying to win games in the regular season and win a division, get home field advantage, whatever it is. And that's going to be a big part of it. That is your best avenue to do that. Peyton Tolley as a starting pitcher right now. But when you get to the post, I don't think there's any question. I mean, I think that what's the most valuable thing when it comes to using Peyton Tolley? And I would think that it being a high leverage, no doubt about it, David Price circa 2008 kind of guy over really like this sort of a four starter in a playoff series, I think that would take priority. By the way, guys, You saw it. I mean, you saw how this plays. Like, you saw how that could work. And I don't necessarily think this guy is going to be a seven-inning starter, but I do think that he absolutely could be a dominant two-inning reliever.
Hey, Brad Foe, Roman Anthony was just a great spark in there in the leadoff spot. Now that he is gone for the foreseeable future, do you see them going back to Jaren Duran in that spot? He kind of struggled there when they had him in there, but how do you see them settling on the leadoff spot now that Roman Anthony is on the shelf for a little bit?
Yeah, I think, Ted, it's going to be a mix and match sort of. It's going to move Duran up there, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I think that what we've seen in that game since then, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe they'll put him back up there. But the problem is that you don't have the number three hitter. I mean, you want Trevor Story to keep doing what he's doing where he is. And this is one of the biggest things when it comes to the Roman Anthony dynamic. And listen, you can win without Roman Anthony, right? We don't run isolations for outfielders. I said it a million times. This is a lot different than maybe losing a Garrett Crochet or an Aroldis Chapman. But at the same time, when you don't have Roman Anthony and you don't have Willy Abreu, two guys who hit from the same side of the plate, you don't have logical replacements for that side of the plate against righty pitching. A huge, huge miss. Along with, like you said, the leadoff hitter, which is there isn't a logical guy to put there. So, yeah, they're going to have to bob and weave their way through this a little bit. But you know, I think it's ultimately what it comes down to, guys, is that why Alex Bregman says everyone just has to keep doing their thing. No, you have to be better. Everyone has to be better. That's the reality of this.
Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. I wanted to ask you, you spend a lot of time around this team, and what was the vibe? Do you believe what they are saying publicly? How do you think they emotionally reacted to the loss of Roman Anthony, which from the outside looking in looks like, wow, that really hinders your ability to really do anything in the postseason?
Yeah, I think that from Roman's point of view, I think Ian Brown of MLB.com said it best. He's like, we haven't seen a guy really gutted by an injury in a long, long while like this. Maybe Trevor Story last year, but, you know, for him, this is obviously a tough thing, tough timing, and everything that was leading up to, you know, what would be the most exciting time of his young life. But I think from the Red Sox point of view, you get to this time of year, it really is like you can't sulk, right? They've earned their right to get to this point of the year, and no matter who you have playing, if they get five more guys hurt, they're just going to have to figure it out. And I think that's the dynamic. I know that usually that's a cliche, but this time of year, Andy, like, I think that's a very real thing, which is those guys in there, like, a lot of those guys, you know, this is either their last chance of doing it, their first chance of doing it, or they haven't done it in a long time. And no matter who gets hurt, they're going to try to take advantage of it. So I think that's sort of the mindset and the vibe you get in there.
Brad Foe Show, tell me that I'm being crazy when I say, or at least that I express a little concern over all the recent discussion over contract extensions versus opt-outs with Trevor Story and Bregman. Like, these guys are professional enough now that they're going to lock in and focus, and we shouldn't worry about it in the here and now, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's yeah. Put it this way. I'm not going to call it. You're obviously, Fitz, your instincts are keen. As has been proven by Swing Path Conversation and other omnipresent observations.
I don't know. He changed his swing and he hurt his oblique. I'm blaming Fitzy.
I was waiting for someone to blame me on the show.
You got to sacrifice something for the greater good, right? So it was a nice run. It's like guys throwing 100. You just know it's coming. So I do think that it's with both, let's say, the Story and Bregman. Let's take each of those. Like, Story is, this is, nobody saw this coming. Nobody would ever have thought that this would even be part of the conversation about opting out. And now he's been so good, maybe he entertains it. But I think one of the things, and this is, I think you go with the Chapman, why he signed the extension. And this is maybe a credit to how far they've come. I think for both those guys, there is an element of, I don't want to leave this behind. Like, I don't want to leave this behind. If I have the option to stay here, make a really good amount of money, I don't want to leave it behind. And so I think Story, they still think it's a tremendous long shot that he opts out. And I think with Bregman, everybody says he's opting out. I don't think the Red Sox necessarily think he is, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, that's the reason why, you know, I had the report a month or so ago about how they hadn't even engaged him. And I think that was one of the reasons, because, like, I think that they think there's a good chance that he'll stick around. And everybody who said, oh, no, he's going to opt out, he's going to opt out. Well, you know, he's been injured. He hasn't been great for the second half here. And we all know the value of him, but he can still opt out next year and make $40 million in between. So, you know, maybe I'm totally wrong, but I think that there's a lot of people in that Red Sox organization that feel like that he's sticking around.
He's sticking around. He's not going anywhere. He loves it here. You can just tell. Brad Foe, Garrett Crochet in his last outing against the Guardians. 6 innings pitched, 9 hits, 7 earned runs, 4 home runs. Nothing to see here, a one-off, or is that something to be concerned about?
I think somewhere in between. I think you can't ignore it, Ted. Like, you can't ignore it. You can't ignore this, where, you know, he's had a couple of these, but he's bounced back with these dominant performances. That's fine. But here we are. We're in a whole new, brave new world for Garrett Crochet. That's an indisputable fact. And they have to take care of him. They have to do whatever they can. There's nothing they can really do. It's not that they can say, hey, we're going to skip 2 starts, because they need him. Like we talk about Tolley, they need him. They need Crochet. And, you know, I think that we have to be aware, they can talk about their sports science and taking care of him and everything else. All I know is this, is that there are so few guys now that do what pitchers used to do, which is go 220, 225, 230 innings into a season with postseason runs and come out of it just like feeling just great. Zach Gallen, the guy we're going to go over and talk to today, he did 240-something innings, and he's just starting to get right just now. So you have to take care of this guy. You have to do whatever you can to give him whatever breaks you can. And what you hang your hat on is he's a big guy. He's adjusted to things. And listen, I mean, there's no doubt about it. We can talk about Roman Anthony. We can talk about Chapman. This guy's the most important guy they have.
You keep referencing, and before we let you go here, the lack of pitching depth in the starting rotation. 2 weeks in a row, we had these weird reports. Kyle Harrison's coming up. He's going to start. Kyle Harrison's going to start. He never ended up starting. Then he's back in Worcester. Maybe has this apparently ankle injury. Are we going to see Kyle Harrison at some point, and maybe some point soon?
Yeah, I think it was a good question for you, Cora. Now, they've been so protective of injuries. Like, it's been next level type stuff. So it was a good question to ask, and I'm not surprised that it didn't answer it. but that was what Kyle Harrison said. I mean, his ankle was tweaked. He went off, and we all know that because that's what Kyle Harrison said. So to answer your question is, I think it really depends on, you have to make sure that's okay. And if that is okay, then absolutely you have to integrate him, because you're talking about starting depth. All right, you got, including Tolley, you got the 4 guys, but you're still throwing a bullpen game. And I know that they'll say, well, Dustin May's there. Well, Dustin May, benefit of the doubt for Dustin May almost has left the building. So you have to figure this out, and maybe you can catch lightning in the bottle if you have that ankle healthy for a Kyle Harrison.
All right, Brad Foe, appreciate you joining us. I don't have a mountain. You already conquered that, but I do have a radio station, so feel free to yell McFarland if you want one more time.
Oh, listen, and you know that McFarland travels in the dry heat further and further.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurices to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
So McFarland, my friends. Yeah. So thank you guys, and it's gonna be a fun weekend.
See you, Bradfo. Enjoy the Tolley game. We'll talk to you next week. Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring, here on WEEI Afternoons. When we return, we'll talk about that Tolley game tonight. Can he recreate the magic of his home first start on the road? We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.